Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel loimer af mediach b'sheila. You're even allowed to wash off the fruits, or else put them into water, let them float in water. Tanya, we learned. Omer Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Tzadik. Kach hoye min hogon shobeis Rabbi Gamliel. This was the way in the house of Rabbi Gamliel they used to do. Shoye mevian deli mole yadoshim. They would bring a pitcher, a deli, full, a pitcher full, a bucket full of lentils. They would throw water on top of it. It would come out that the food, the lentils, would fall to the bottom. And the shaft would float on top. For the Gemara Batan Yipcha, we learn just the opposite, that the food goes on top and the psyllus go on bottom. Like Kasha, there's no stira. If you're talking about getting the dirt off, the sand, that falls to the bottom. Then the sand will go all the way to the bottom and the oich would be on top. If you're talking about just getting away the kash, just getting away the shaft, that flows to the top, and the oichel is in between. So the kids see you have oichel in the middle, and the shaft, the straw part, floats on top, and the dirt part, the sand part, that goes all the way on the bottom. And this is mutter, because that's the burr that you do on a little bit, just what you want for yomtiv, that's called the mleches. Oichel nefesh, that's mutter. Vayte beishama, yomir beishama, says, ein mishalchin biyomtiv elamolis, monis. If you want to send a present to your friend on Yom Tov, you can only send him a portion of food. Monis means ready-made food. Like Rashi says, either a piece of meat or a piece of fish that's already cooked. Beisilu says, Mishalchin behema chayiv yoif. You're allowed to send to your friend an animal, a chayiv or a chicken, bein chayiv bein shrutin. Even though they're alive now and he can't eat it right now, still it's mutter. Because he, the Meister, could do a Meister Shchit, he could shecht them and could eat it today. So since it's possible for him to use it, you're allowed to send it. Mishalchin, yenois, you're allowed to send on Yantif wine, shmonim oil, vesiltas flour, vikitnios and beans. Avoloi tfua. But you can't send tfua wheat, because wheat is not right to be used on Yantif, because you have to grind it, and you should have ground it yesterday, it's also to grind it today. We have Shimon mate betfua. Shimon says, no, it's mutter. In other words, Rashi says, because maybe you use a small grinder that we had before, it's mutter, and even though you can't do such a good job, it doesn't come out so fine, maybe you use it just to cook up. You won't talk to use it to make fine flour to bake with, you use it to cook it up. So since it could be used on Yom Tov, it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Mor says, Tony Rabbi Yechiel, Obovad Shlo Yasenu Bishura. That the Bissil says you could send it to your friend an animal, but you should not send it with a lot of people. Then Rashi says it looks like you're sending it to the marketplace. That's also. Tana, we learned, ain shura p'chusa mishloisha. You have to have at least three people. That looks like you're sending it to the marketplace. Then it's also. Even though really you're only sending this animal to your friend, but it's also to send it with three people. It looks like you're taking it to the marketplace to do business. That's also in Yom Tov. Pred Gemara. Boy Ravashi. Tlosa Gavri, let's say you're sending three people, but for Tlosa Mini, and each person's carrying something else. One's taking an animal, one's taking a chayy, one's taking a knife. Take marbleize by salt, if this mutter or not. Do we say since each one has a different thing, it's like 1-1-1? Or do we say since Lamaisi is sending all three together, it's awesome? We have Shimon Mate Betfua. Shimon says you even allowed to send Tfua. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Shimon Mate Betfua. Kegoin Chitim, you're allowed to send wheat. Lasas Mhen Ludius. Because you can make a dish, that's the type of a food you eat, cooked wheat. So you're allowed to send barley, lit and lef meib emter, because some people give it for their animals to eat. And you're allowed to feed your animals on Yom Tov. Adoshim lentils, lasos men resisin. That's the type of a food you make with adoshim, since it could be used on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send it on Yom Tov. Mishnah says weiter, Mishalchin kelim, you're allowed to send clothing, bein tfurim, if they're all sewn, nor if they're wearable. Bein Shainim Tfurim, even if they're not sewn together yet, still you can send the clothing. The Gemara will say why it's Roy, what you can use it on for on Yom Tov. V'yafo pi sheish bem klayim, another Kiddush. Even though it's klayim, it's made from linen and wool, still you're allowed to send it on Yom Tov. V'hein letzarach hamoed, providing it's something that they're going to use on Yom Tov. Or no, some have the Gersa, V'yafo pi shein letzarach hamoed, even though it's not for the tzarach of moed, still it's mutter. Aboloi sandal hamasumer. You're not allowed to send somebody the sandals that have pikes, nails coming out of it, that we have the Gemara on Shabbos, that the Rabbanan asked that it's also to wear it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to send it today, because you're not allowed to wear it today. And people, if you send it, people think, maybe you're allowed to use it. For Loimanul Shaina Tofer, you can't send a shoe that's not sewn. or a shoe that's not sewn together yet completely, it's not usable, it has no use, you can't send it on Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afle mana lovin. Even a shoe that's completely sewn, but if it's still white, in other words, you did not blacken it yet, you didn't blacken the leather, it's not usable, it's not wearable yet, you can't send it. Because you have to have a person to dye it black. This is the general cloud that kol shen oisin by biyomtiv. Any time you could use it and have enjoyment from it on yomtiv, mishalchen oisay. You're allowed to send it to your friend on yomtiv. So Gemara says bishlei matfurin chaz lamalbish. Sending clothing that's sewn already, pshiti, you could use it to wear it. Shein tfurin nami chaz lechsuye. Even if you're sending material that's not sewn together yet, it's also usable. You could use it on lechsuye to cover things with. El a klayim, from the Gemara klayim, something that's made from wool and linen, l'may chozi, you can't have any anor from it, so why are you allowed to send it on yomtiv? Hichitem, maybe you tell me, chozi l'maymuch, to say, you could sit underneath it, like klayim you can't wear, put on top of you. But maybe you're allowed to sit it, use it for a pillow, or use it for a mat, and sit on top of it. For a tiny, we go to the Brisa, not like that, but a tiny, the Pasuk says, lo yalo alech, you're not allowed to put it on top of you, klayim. You're allowed to use klayim for a sheet underneath you. But the chachamim and the rabbanon, they said, also lasas kain, you're not allowed to use klayim even underneath you to sit on top of. Maybe one string of the klayim will wrap around your basar, and you'll be having enjoyment from it. So that's also to do on yomtiv. That's also to do stam. So therefore, you can't even sit on top of the klayim. So why can you send a klayim on yontif if you have no use from it? Maybe you'll answer me. Demasik midi bene bene. Here we're talking about, let's say you make a mattress out of the klayim, and on top of the mattress you put a sheet, so there's something dividing between you and the klayim. There's no gzera, the string will come around your body, maybe there it's mutter. So therefore you could send it on yontif. The Gemara says no, even that is also. V'yomer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Shol, Omer Rebbe Mishum Kola Kadisha de Birushalayim, that Afilu Esther Matzois, even if you have 10 sheets, Zua Gavzu, one on top of another, Uklayim, Zua Gavzu, Uklayim Tachtaim, and you have Klayim underneath them, still also Leishan Aleim, you can't sit on top of these, lie down on top of the sheets. So you see, even though the Klayim is way underneath it, it's Mechal de Gzera not to sit on top of Klayim. So if so, what kind of Hanor enjoyment could you have from Klayim? So the Gemara answers, Ella Bevilan. I'll tell you, you could use it for a curtain. Use it to put up for a curtain to divide a room. That's mutter. There's no Issa klayim. For the Gemara of Omer Ula said, Mifnei Ma Omer, why was it learned that Vilan Tomei? Why is a Vilan, a curtain, called a Kli? Or that's a Kli. That's Mekabel Tumah. What purpose does it have? How does the person use it? In other words, it has to be a Kli that a person uses. What kind of use do you have from a curtain? Because the shamish warms itself up against the vilon, the curtain. In other words, sometimes you wrap yourself up with the bottom of the curtain to warm yourself up. So therefore, it should be also to make a curtain out of klayim. We should have exerim. Maybe you come to wrap yourself up with this klayim. So how can you send even a curtain? How can you send if it's made from klayim? So Gemara answers, Elo Bakashin. Our Mishnah is talking about hard material. If it's hard material, Rashi learns, Shein Mitzchamin, you don't have any enjoyment, any heat from it, Mutter Leishav Aleim. Then you're allowed a cold point and sit on top of it. Maybe it's still also to wear it. To wear it, maybe it's also. But to sit on top of it, that's Mutter Midrabonim. The Gemara says, V'chi Hodi Omer Rav Hunam, Braid Rav Yeshua. Hai Nitma Gamda, that's a piece of material, a hard material, the Norish that comes from the place called Narish. Sharia, Rashi says, Lishiva, you're allowed to sit on top of it. Again, since it's a hard material, you have no enjoyment from it, doesn't warm you up, therefore there's no issa klayim. At least to sit on top of it. To wear it, like we said, Rashi Shittur is, to wear it would be usur. But I call upon him to sit on top of it, it's mutter. Omerav Papa, Ardalin, the type of shoes, ain't ben mishum klayim. Again, since the bottom of it is very hard material, so you're only putting your body on top of it, you're not really wearing it around you, it's like under Rashi learns underneath your shoes, so therefore it's mutter. Therefore, since it's a hard material, you're not receiving any hanor from it. Omar Rava, Rava said, Hani Tzorori, if you have a wallet, a dipshiti, that you're putting money inside it, ain't ben mishum klayim. So Rashi learned, since the money makes the material hard, again, there's no enjoyment from it. Abba de Barzuni, let's say you have this wallet that you're storing seeds inside it, that does not make the material hard, it becomes soft. Yesh bemishum klayim. That's also to use, because maybe you'll have some enjoyment from it. Ravashi says, no, echad zeh v'yechad zeh. Whether it's a wallet used for seeds or used for money, ain't bemishum klayim. Why? That's not the way to warm yourself up, by using a wallet and warming yourself up with the wallet. So even if it's from soft klayim, it would be mutter to have a wallet made out of klayim. Vayitzin, the Mishnah says, avoloi sandal hamesumer. You're not allowed to send this type of a sandal that has spikes, nails coming out of it. So the more a sandal hamesumer, my time aloi, why can't you send it to somebody on Yom Tov? Mishumaisa shoye. Because we had a maisa in Masechta Shabbos, that the people were hiding from the goyim in the cave, and heard the goyim, they started to like hit one another with these sandals and kill. And since they killed out a lot of people, it's exerah not to wear them on a Yom Kanufa, then everybody comes together like a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. Now, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, sandal amesuma, this type of a sandal that has these spikes, these nails coming out of it, also linaloi. You're not allowed to put it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But it's still called a kli, it's not muksa, you're allowed to move it around, because tomorrow you're allowed to wear it, so really it's called a shoe. It's only also to wear today, but tomorrow it's mutra. So Mar says, also linaloi, you're not allowed to put it on, mishu maisa shoye. That was the maisa that said it was also. But you're allowed to touch it. Why? Midiktoni. Since our Mishnah just says, ein mishalchin, you're not allowed to send these shoes to somebody else on Yom Tov. So smashm, only sending it is osur, but touching it is mutter. Because if you want to tell me, you think, that also tautlo, you're not even allowed to touch these shoes. Harshtulo to tuli osur, maduch, it's muksi, not even touch him. Mishalchin, mi boy. Does the Mishnah have to tell me you can't send it to your friend? So since the Mishnah has to tell me, not allowed to send to your friend these things, it's a raya that really it's not muksi, you're allowed to touch it in your house. Just to send it to your friend, you can't do, because your friend can't have any enjoyment at all on Yom Tov. Vaitanen says, b'loi manul shayna tofer. Tamar says, pshita, if you have a shoe that's not sewn together, you can't wear it, it has no use, of course you can't send it. Even though you have pegs inside there now, and the pegs are holding the shoe together, but since it's only temporary, you won't be able to last that way. That's not called a shoe. You can't send it today on Yom Tov. Vayter of Yehuda Oimer Af Loi Manolov. Not even a white shoe, because you still have to blacken it yet. Tanya of Yehuda Mate B'Shocher. Yehuda says if it's blackened already, if it's black, then it's mutter. V'yaseh Belovin. But if it's white, you don't use it, it's also to send it on Yom Tov. Mifnei Shetzorach Beitza Sagir. Because you have to put this black type of a dye on it, and you can't do that on Yom Tov. Therefore, it's not usable yet. Rabbi Yossi Oiseh B'Shocher. Rabbi Yossi says even black shoes it's also to use. Because you have to smooth it out yet. In other words, it's very bumpy, it's not smooth. Since you have to smooth out the leather, it's not usable either. So Chutz Astira, one says black is okay, one says black is not okay. So Mar says, no, B'Loi Pligi, there's no Machlokes here. Mar Ki Yasri, Mar Ki Yasri. Each one goes according to his city, the way they used to make shoes in his city. The Yasri, the Mar Biswa Latachas. And as Rashi explains, that the skin, the leather, the part that's near the meat of the animal, that has a lot of holes in it. That's not smooth at all. The part that's on the outside, near the hair of the animal, that's very smooth. So some places they used to put the hairy part outside, so you do not have to smooth it out. Other places they used to put the side near the meat on the outside, then you would have to smooth it down. So makiyasu, makiyasu. Each one depends upon how they used to make the shoes, the leather, in their towns. That the mar bisla tachas, in one place, the bosar, the part of the skin that on the animal was facing towards the meat, that has to be smoothed out, that was put down outside, downstairs. So Rashi said that lefnim means, forget, bisla latachas means lefnim, was done on the inside. Therefore, hilkach ain't sok latachachoy, you don't have to smooth it out. And the other place, it was done, not latachas, but it was done on top, that was seen. So when the part of the skin that was near the meat was on top, then it has to be smoothed out. So then you can't use it on Yom Tov because it's not usable yet. Right, then the Mishnah says, Koil Zehaklal, Kol Shani Yoysim Boy B'Yom Tov. Anytime you can have enjoyment from it on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send it to your friend. Rav Sheshis, Shorilu L'Rabonin L'Shdurei Tfilin B'Yom Tov. Rav Sheshis was Mata the Rabonin, he said it's okay to send Tfilin to somebody on Yom Tov. Omalei Abayis, Abayi asked him back, for Anan Tananal Mishnah says, Kol Shani Yoysim Boy B'Yom Tov. Mishalchin, I say. You could only send something that can have enjoyment from it on Yom Tov. And we know you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Yom Tov. You don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov. So there's no enjoyment from tefillin. How are you allowed to send it on Yom Tov? So Mar says, Hachikomer, this is the way we learn Shat in the Mishnah. Kol Sheni Oysen Boy B'Choyol, anything that's all fit, and you could use it right away in the weekday, Mishalchen Oysen Yomtev. Then you're allowed to send it even right now on Yomtev. So the Chur, the Kashu is, what about Sandal HaMasuma then? The sandals, it's completely made, and in the weekday you're allowed to use it. It's only Xero not to use it on Shabbos. So how come that you're not allowed to send even though they could use it tomorrow? Mashenkin's film that could be used tomorrow, you are allowed to send. So both Rashi and Tosfos both say the same thing, that they say, so Rashi learns, the monach le'bi yontif leki surgos. If you do wear the tefillin on yontif, there's no iser. Mashenkin, sand la mesumer, it's also to put it on. And we're afraid if you come to send it, people think you're allowed to wear it today, so therefore it's also to send the shoe, in order that people should not come to put it on yontif. Mashenkin's tefillin, even though we don't wear tefillin, but there's no iser to wear it on yontif. Therefore you are allowed to send it to your friend on yontif. So Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Tfilin, Hoyel V'yosel Yodah, since we're talking about Tfilin, Neim Abu Milsa, let's say another halach about Tfilin. It says, Hoyebo Baderech, somebody was walking on the street, or Tfilin Baroishi, he was wearing Tfilin, V'shokol Obcham, and it became Shki, and it's becoming Yomtif right now, it became Shki already, is Maniach Yod Yoleim, you'll have to just put your hands on top of the Tfilin, at Shemegila Beisa, until you come to your house. In other words, you're allowed to walk home with it, even though now it's Yom Tov. Let's say somebody was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, or Tfilin Baroishai, he was wearing Tfilin, the Kiddush Olav Yom, again, it became Shabbos or Yom Tov right now. Halacha is, Maniach Yod Yoleim, you're allowed to still put your hands on top of them, at Shemigila Beis, until you come home. In other words, at that time, the Beis HaMedrash was out in the fields, it wasn't a watched place, so you can't just take off your Tfilin and leave it there, so you're allowed to wear it home. But where can you wear it to? All the way home to your house. Mosa Rav Huna Bredu Aviko. He asked the question. We learned how you Baba Derech. Someone's walking in the street. Or Tfilin Bereishin. He was wearing Tfilin. The Kiddush Olav Hayoyim. And it became now. Yom Tov is Maniach Yod Yoleim. You'll have to put your hand on top of the Tfilin and wear them. Where? At Shemegia Labayis HaSomach Lechoyma. Until you come to the first house that's in the city. In other words, you're not allowed to walk to your house. But the first house that's in the chayim, or inside the gate, inside the wall, you'll have to put it there. Again, somebody was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, the Kiddush Olav Hayim, and it became Yomtif, or Shabbos, Meniach Yod Yoleim, you're allowed to put your hands on top of them to cover them, that people should not see you really wearing it, until you reach the house, the first house that's near the Beis HaMedrash. Here it says you can't take it home, you can't wear it home, you can only wear it to the first house. And before you're telling me, you're allowed to even wear it to your house, take it home. So Gemara says, Lakashi, there's no stira. Hod de mintura, hod de le mintura. One place is talking about the first house you find is a watched place. Then you have to leave it there. And the first price that says you're allowed to take it to your house is talking about that first house is not watched. For the Gemara, ido le mintura, if you're talking about such a place that's not watched at all, ma'i ribaroishoi, what are you talking about? You have this film on your head already. That you're allowed to continue wearing it and take it home. Afilo machton biyari, even if you find the tefillin lying on the ground. Nami, you also allowed to put it on and wear it home. The Yotzanan, we learned, ha-moitzi tefillin, if somebody finds tefillin on the street on Shabbos, and it's mokum bizdoin, it's not watched there, so the locher is machnisin zug, you're allowed to put them on there in the street, and wear them home, because wearing it is not called a malacha. So if you say it's in a place that's not watched altogether, so not only if you're wearing it, can you wear it home, but you're allowed to even put it on in the first place. And here it's mashma, the heter is only because the person is wearing it. So Gemara says, Lakasha, Hod de mintra machmas ganvi yamachmas kalvi. One place is watched from dogs and from genovim. Hod de mintra machmas kalvi vle mintra machmas ganvi. Here we're talking about the case that the house you found it in now, or you're going to, this first house in the city, is watched true from kalovim. Dogs won't be able to get to it, but it's not watched from genovim. So here the case is that if you wouldn't be wearing it, if you stand find it on the street there, you would not be allowed to pick it up. Because since it's watched from Kolovim, it's not a Mokim Bezoyin. But now that you're wearing it already, the Chiddush is you're allowed to wear it home. And really that's the Chiddush, because some other time I would have thought, Rav Listim Yisrael Ninu, most Ganovim, Listim, are Jews. V'loi Mezalzlibu, and they would not be Mezalzli in Tfilin, therefore you have to leave it in that first house. Kamash Mula, no. That still you're allowed to take it home. In other words, since you're already wearing it, if you're already wearing it on your head, then we say you're allowed to take it all the way to your house. Since the first house that you find in the city is not watched from Ganotim. In other words, like this. If the first house you come to in the city is watched even from Ganovim and from Kolovim, then you're not allowed to take it home. You have to take it off right there. That the first price says you're allowed to take it to your house is talking about that the first house is not watched. So it's saying not only is it not watched at all, if it wouldn't be watched at all, then even if you find film on the floor, you would be allowed to pick it up and take it home. Here we're talking about that first house was watched from Kolovim. It's a house that dogs cannot get into, but Ganovim, Listim, could get in there. So the Chiddush is, I would have thought that since Rav Listim are Jews, you don't have a heter even to wear it to your house. You have to leave it there. And we should not be afraid that the Jew will do anything to it. Kamashmala, no. That I call upon him, if you're wearing them, you're allowed to wear it all the way to your house. You don't have to leave it down to that first house, since Listim may come and take it. Mashenkin, if you found it on the floor there, since the place is watched from Kalovim, then you, from dogs, you would not be allowed to touch it at all. That's the last Gemara. The amount of time a Rav Listim is wanting to know, playing his Dazlabu, Kamashmalon, that still you're allowed to wear at home, since you have it on your head already. Hadrin Alecha Beitza. This is the end of the first parak. All right, we'll stop here.